parsha that when Yisro comes, so Yisro sends a message to Moshe. Vayomer al Moshe, ani chosuna Yisro bo eilecha, v'ishlecha oshnei b'naima. I'm Yisro, I'm coming to you with your wife and two kids. So Rashi says, I can't say for sure that Rabbag learns like Rashi, but it's definitely something similar. He's saying to Moshe that he should come out to greet him. He says, either come out to greet me for my sake, if not for my sake, for my wife, for your wife, if not for your wife, for your kids. So Yisro was basically sending a message to Moshe that Moshe should come out to greet him. So there's a tremendous catch on the part Sukkim, which is apparently what everyone's dealing here with, is we know that there's a mid-concept, it's supposed to be Bereach Melakovit. Here, Yisro is going out of his way, sending a message to Moshe, I'm coming, be ready, make sure you have the band ready. When Adarabba, the Chora, the thing to do is to sneak in. You should sneak into town without anyone knowing, avoid the covenant. It says, well, Bereach Melakovit. There are many reasons, hashkafically, why you're supposed to be Bereach Melakovit, whether it's because covet corrupts. Covet is one person can have the problem of you can go ahead and once you become, you have to be choshesh yourself, you become a gaiver, you become a roedef acher covet. Shimi's always quoted from the Chafetz Chaim, that he said that covet is the most expensive commodity in this world, it comes off your schar nom haba, whatever it is. But it's whatever the reason is, it's definitely a chazag, you're supposed to be bereach min hakovet. So here, Yisro, if anything, was doing the opposite. So the Rabbag basically has two terutzim. And then there's the Chiddush HaRim as a different terutz. So I think it's a very interesting hashkafa here. The Rabbag's first terutz is, he says, Fakir, what Yisro did is right. Why is it right? So his first answer is, because if he went to send, if he was snuck in, they would have been Yitzayir V'Yovish. So they went there to give cover. They would have felt bad, and they'd only be embarrassed. You know, it's not even a logical embarrassment because it's not their fault. You snuck in without being in there, without telling us. Of course, we can't give you cover. It's not possible to give you cover. You snuck in, but there'd be a natural feeling of embarrassment. Like we didn't do what we're supposed to be doing. So the person would feel some kind of, a dacus and whatever it is. It's not a rational busha because so it's not a. It's not a rat, right? Because there's nothing, it wasn't your fault. There was nothing you could have done about it. But there's still sometimes, if a guy by Oines does an Aveira, you feel a little bit of embarrassment. So the people, it's not an Aveira, but the people would have felt some kind of busha. Hey, we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We didn't greet him. So Yisro went ahead and had to go ahead. It was right to go in and announce his coming so that they shouldn't be mitzdayer and yimovish if they didn't give him proper covet. And then he says the second reason, because Yisro was related to Moshe, and if they wouldn't give covet to Yisro, it would be a bizayin of Moshe. Now again, it's the same thing. They're not giving covet to Yisro not because they decided not to give covet to Yisro, because Yisro came to town unannounced. But still, indirectly, it will be some kind of look like a bizarre demotion that they didn't give covet to his father when he came to town. And that would somehow or another be a bizarre demotion. So that's why I had to do it. Okay. So I think, I don't really know say I'm saying a schmooze. I want to say a hashkafa. Is that there's a major, what the Rabbag is saying, hashkafically, that even though we believe in being bereach min hakovet, there are two times that you're not allowed to be bereach min hakovet. One is when it's going to hurt someone else. The other person wants to give you cover. My seer in my mind, I can't mention, because when I'm in the yeshiva, there was someone that used to give the yeshiva a certain cover. And I don't know, my perception of the yeshiva is I think the yeshiva probably could not stand it. Right? Like a guy kissing your hand every time you walk by. But it was something, I don't want to say what it was, whatever, And but the person did it for years. Every year, there's a certain guy in yeshiva that That was, and if I was Rashi, it would drive Jimmy batty. You know, if I know for sure. You know, and I suspect Rashi was a big on it, I know, from other cases, and I suspect he did not appreciate it at all. But she's fine, and I'm sure Rashi thanked him every day. Oh, thank you so much for doing that. You know, but even though I don't want the covet, Rashiva hated covet. They all knew Rashiva. Rashiva hated covet with a passion. He said the last things he heard from Rav David, the last basic thing, last words he heard from Rav David is my Rebbe the Alter said to say this kapitel to him. But the last thought, so to speak, he heard from Rav David was, Baruch Hashem, I never got covet in this world. So Rashiva was very much against covet for many reasons. But if you want to give me covet, and it's good for you, makes you happy, so you take the covet. The second reason, he says, so I think that's more Nugea for us too, is that if you don't take the covet, indirectly it'll be a bizayin for Moshe. Right? Even though he's saying, now you think about it, Moshe also doesn't care about covet. I'm sure Yisrael, if Yisrael doesn't want the covet, and he's sure Moshe Adam Yikol Adam doesn't want the covet. But Klal Yisrael Mechuyev to give covet to Moshe. And if Yisro's going to come unannounced, so then Klal Yisro are not giving the proper covet to Yisro. And if they don't give the proper covet to Yisro, then they're not giving the proper covet to Moshe. So that's a began. That's wrong. So Yisro has to go out of his way and be matriarch to go ahead and make sure he gets covet so that there shouldn't be a bizayin to Moshe. What will be the application? I'll give you a simple application. The guy in the yeshiva, nobody in particular mentioned, he happens to be, he's a karet, he's the Moshe, right? He's a yeshiva bacher. Yeshiva bacher means he belongs to a special select group of people. He represents Torah. Now, I don't want to go ahead and act in a certain way. I'm going to act, right? I mean, you take the extreme. I'm not saying the guy's here. Say a guy in Queens. The yeshiva holds he should go out on the street and wear a hat and jacket. I don't know if that applies here because the guys are not in that high madrega. But sure, the Hedega guys in Queens already, they're supposed to go on the street with a hat and jacket. I'm going to be so embarrassed walking in the street with a hat and jacket. Me, I cringe with a hat and jacket in the street. I'm not a tzaddik, I'm a bum, I'm a phony. And wear a hat and a jacket and walk in the street. I don't want to. Whether Shiva says, because it's not covet to walk out without a hat and jacket. I don't need the covet of walking out with a hat and jacket, right? I need a covet. But it's not your covet, it's Moshe's covet. We're not worried about your, Shiva's not worried about your covet for you to make you happy. Yisro has to go ahead and worry about this covet for Moshe Rabbeinu's sake. Which means that a yeshiva guy who's representing Torah, you're a member of this elitist yeshiva in Queens, okay, you're representing Torah. When you go out, it's indirectly, they know you do something which is, here it's so indirect that they're not giving covet to Yisrael because they're an ines and they can't give covet to Yisrael, but boy, we didn't give covet to Yisrael. Well, it wasn't our fault, no one did it, but not so nice, doesn't look nice, so it's a begam in Moshe, so the same thing, if a yeshiva bacher acts in a way that's inappropriate, so you say, but you're a yeshiva guy, but I'm not a yeshiva guy, I'm a bum. But it doesn't make a difference who you are in reality. You're related to Moshe, your covet is a covet of Moshe Rabbeinu, your covet is a... So I think it's a very, very nogea. I'm not sure if there's a shmooze. Maybe there is a shmooze because you said that even though we believe so much in being bereach min hakavod, it's such a major hashkafa of the yeshiva to be bereach min hakavod, and yet for these reasons you're not supposed to be bereach min hakavod. So there probably is a shmooze there. But whether it's a shmooze or not, it's a very, very important hashkafa. The way a person acts in the dormitory, the way the person acts when he goes out of the yeshiva, the way a person acts when he goes even if he's going jogging, you have to be in a manner that is coveted. Now there is you're allowed to go jogging, and a person's allowed to wear whatever is normal jogging dress. But there's a covetic way of doing it and a not covetic way of doing it. You don't have to look like the guy who's, you know, is from the a comedian that wearing a green, you know, a pink polka dot shirt and a pajama pants and, you know, whatever. There's a covetic way that a person who's a chosher person would go on and go jogging, okay? But you have to go. What it is, I do not know. I'm not a jogger. But there's a person has to hear that he represents that even though we don't care very often on our own covet, and we don't think we deserve covet, and we want to be tzaddikim, we want to be boreach min hakovet, gevaldik, we don't have the right to do boreach min hakovet on Moshe Rabbeinu's expense. I heard this shmooze, this concept. I told Beryl that I was by Rav Zaitchik. When Zaitchik had was sick, he was one of the Gedolei HaDor, the old Chaim Zai was one of the old Bali Musar, and he got sick, and he got better, and he said, and he made a Sudas Hodah, and it was on Hanukkah. So I went to a Shmuz, it was an Al Shabbos, I went to Shmuzim, and it was Shabbos Hanukkah, and he told me, come on, so Shabbos, we're having a Sudas Hodah.
Okay.
So he said this basic vartar, the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says, the Mishnah in Saita says that when Rebbe died, Rebbe was the last of the Bali Anava. There were no real, the Madrega being a Shalem in Anivis ended by a Rebbe. Rebbe was the last of the true Bali Anava. So that's what it says, Mishameis Rebbe, Bato Anava v'yiris chait. So there's a Gemara, there's the very last Gemara in Saita. Amale Rav Yosef Tana, Rav Yosef told Tana, Lel Titne Anava, you can't be Geiris Anava in this mission. It's a mistake. The Iganav, because I'm still an Anav. It's a mistake. But everyone asks Akasha that, you know, that doesn't sound like such an Anav, you know. He says, don't be a mistake in the Gerasa, because I'm the Anav. So Rav Zaitchik said that if you say Rebbe's the last of the Anava, why is that? Why is it? Because you're saying that slowly and surely the Madregas of Anava are going down and down and down and down and down. By the time they got to Rebbe just probably made it by the skin of his teeth. And then the next generation went below the level. So by saying that Rebbe was the last of the Bali Anava, you're saying that Rebbe just made it by the skin of his teeth. But that's not true. Rebbe was greater than that. Rebbe was so great that he was even able to make Talmidim who were Bali Anava. So it's an insult for Rebbe's covet to say that Rebbe's the last of the Bali Anava. So Rav Yosef says, of course Rav Yosef is an Anav. He says he's a Anav, but not at my Rebbe's expense. So for my Rebbe's expense, I have to be a Bal Gaiva. And I have to tell everyone, I'm the Anav. I have to inform people that I'm the Anav, because otherwise it's an insult to Rebbe. So Rav Zaitchik then was very emotional. He said about that people say there's no more Bali Musar anymore. He says, we're not up to that. People say that. It's an insult to the Bali Musar, to our Rabbeim in Europe. We have to say, the Ikanah, there's still Bali Musar, the Rabbeim, we're able to create more Bali Musar. But the concept is basically what he was saying is that you can't be an Anav on your Rebbe's expense. You can't be an Anav on your Yeshiva's expense. You can't be an Anav on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's expense. You could be the world's greatest Anav. But sometimes you gotta stand up and say, I'm the Anav, I'm the Tzaddik, I'm the Gadol, because it's a covet of it's other people's covet as expense, not just your covet. So I think that hashkafically, I'm not saying, I don't know, maybe it doesn't count as a shmooze, does count as a shmooze, but hashkafically is a very, very important hashkafa. There's another very important hashkafa, which I saw in the Chidush HaRim. Chidush HaRim is the Ger Rebbe. And I don't know if you're allowed to say a shmooze on the Ger Rebbe, but we're saying it anyway, because it's not really the shmooze, it's a hashkafa. And hashkafa is the Ger with a very big das tayra, the big Talmud Chacham, the Chidushei Arim. You have many, many svarim from him. He says as follows, he quotes the Rashi, that Yisrael sent a message, come because of me. So he asked the same question. Why did Yisrael want this covet? So he says a fine job. His heart was broken like water. Al Sha'ava Gavon Azara Shaba'ilam. Now Yisrael, he was already Kohen Midyan. And he, not after Kohen Midyan, he tried everything else. He experimented with everything. He did every Avera, so to speak, under the sun, or at least on Avon Azara. And now at the end, he realized the truth. And therefore, in his mind, after 50 years of being Kohen Midyan, I'm going to be do tshuva. So even though it looked like he was looking for COVID, Hashem was made of them Shabbat. That's what's called Hashem Shemayim. It's Hashem Shemayim. In other words, he's saying it was an amazing thing that Yisro felt that he was down. He needed a little. He needed encouragement. He needed encouragement because he did so many averes. And people, in the back of his mind, said, everyone's going to be making fun of me. Oh, there is a Kohen Midyan. There's a former priest. There's a former this, you know. He used to be, you did this and you did that. I have a picture of you in the, you know, we're doing this Avera and that Avera. So he feels down. Person is down. You have to do, you say. Sometimes you have to take two chocolates. And sometimes two chocolates don't do the trick. You need a little COVID. So you need to know COVID. You need a COVID. A person's allowed, that's what the Rim is saying, that also that a person is allowed, even though we say you're supposed to do precious and Boreach min HaKavod, but sometimes we need these things to give us our emotional equilibrium. So that Yisro, who was somewhat down because of all his past avodos, even though now he's a super, he's being trying to be like the biggest tzaddik, but he had a past, he had a history, and a person has a history. It's interesting. It's probably a schmooze that a person can be the biggest tzaddik and be depressed for his aveiros. That's probably also a schmooze. But he's basically, because Yisro is considered a super tzaddik, you know, he named the parsha after him, right? That's they didn't name a parsha after me. I don't know. No parsha Binyamin Yomek. It's like, you know, he was pretty chashev. But he said, according to the Rim, he's depressed. He's coming to Klal depressed. I did so many aveiros. So that probably is a schmooze, if you want to say a schmooze on the Rim. That a person can be holding by a tremendously high madrega and sitkus and be depressed, and to the point that he felt that he needed, even though Chazal say he's supposed to be boreach min HaKavod, but I need it. I need COVID. Right? So sometimes a person can feel, you know, even though there's certain things that we don't do because, right? But I need it. I need it, and it's worth it. I need it to give myself simples achayim. I need it to give myself, obviously you're not talking about averes, but things that you're being poked, certain precious, from certain, whether it's hanos olam hazeh, or kavod, or things which are not really usher. It's just, you know, it's just like too much worrying about gashmias and other things. Sometimes, there's a very big chish in the Rim, that a person is allowed to manage to run after it because he can feel he needs it. So what comes out as follows is that we rolled hashkafically, he's supposed to be boreach min HaKavod. That was one of the Rishiva's main hashkafas. He was very, very big. Have to run away from COVID. But you see here, these three times where it would be justified and right hashkafically to try to get to COVID. Either when it's just gonna make somebody else happy, the other person, or sure, if he'll be upset if he didn't give me a chance to give me COVID. So even though I don't want it, I have to take the COVID for the other person. Or when you're representing someone else who's greater than you, and if you don't get COVID, it's an insult to that other person. Like I'm claiming we represent the yeshiva. Whatever anyone does, it's an insult to the yeshiva, it's an insult to the Chafetz Chaim, it's an insult to the yeshiva, it's an insult to the institution, it's an insult to the Nei Torah, to Torah, you know, to keep on going up and up. So that's the second reason why a person has to be makban on his COVID. And the third reason, which according to the Chiddush HaRim, is that sometimes when it comes to COVID, and it could be other things similar to COVID, a person can feel that it would be beneficial. It'll give me a certain simchas achayim, it'll give me a certain help solve my depression. I think it's definitely a schmooze that even, you know, guys who feel down sometimes because they do averus, even Yisro, according to the Chiddush HaRim, Yisrael fell down because he did Aveir. So the guys, you know, the guy walks up and he says that I feel I'm a good for nothing, I'm down. You're not the only one that felt that way. But a Maisa, and they're in such a situation, it's sometimes proper even to enjoy, to indulge in certain pleasures that we normally would not indulge in, because we need to go ahead and cheer us up and to give us the kaya. And these covers more understandable because you feel low, the cover gets you feel not so low. But the idea is sometimes you need certain things to help you get over your, you know, because the worst thing is to be down. Being unhappy and being down is the worst possible thing. So rather than be down, it's kedai to get to be run after covet, so to speak, so that you shouldn't be down, which is the biggest problem.